the reaction of you and Nicky at full time said it all, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You have to win games of football in all different ways, and that wasn't a spectacle tonight, was it? It was ugly, probably as ugly as I've seen it, but the conditions obviously were very, very difficult. I knew when we arrived, you know, when I saw the conditions, I knew we'd win tonight. I knew we'd win. And if I'm honest, I know it weren't pretty, but if I could have ordered the weather and the conditions, then I'd have ordered those ones, because I knew what it took tonight and what it required, we've got in abundance.
It was very much like Saturday in the second half, in terms of the grit and determination shone through this evening.
Yeah, I think it was all those things, wasn't it? I don't think we probably connected three passes together, if we're honest, and we could definitely have done that aspect of the game better, but it was real, real tough conditions, a really, really strong wind, swirling wind, heavy rain, a stop-starty game that never had any flow in, and, you know, personality wins your football matches, and we've got a lot of personality in the group.
I will have to ask about Sean Raggett and his head injury.
Yeah, he's fine. He's all right. He's as tough as they come.
Mike Hine earned his Chris tonight,
he
didn't he?
He did very well. He did very well to patch him up, and then we stitched him at half time, and he was fine after that. So yeah, he's got a small cut on the top of his head, but he's a brave boy. He's one in a million.
Matt Reid came on at half time for Nathan Arnold. Was that tactical or an injury?
Nathan had a kick, but. Yeah, for us, it was just the conditions and the way they were. We just felt that having the win second half, we could go quite quickly into their final third, and we kind of needed Matt's physical presence, and we used him as a wall just to try to play into him and play off of him, and yeah, just adapted, went to a 4-4-2 and got Billy coming in off the side, and yeah, I did it work? I'm not sure it was tactical tonight. For me, it was just about the players. They're the ones that deserve all of the credit, because their grit, their determination and their will was magnificent.
The Lincoln City fans would have seen many a player down the year with lots of pace but no end product, but Harry Anderson seems to have both for you.
Well, I thought that goal was, if you could capture our DNA in an action or in a goal or in a moment, then I think that would be it, because he's got no chance of winning it, absolutely no chance. He runs and he runs and he runs, never gives up, somehow gets there, nicks it past him, and then has the technique to be able to finish. What's a goal? What a great goal. For me, it might not look the most aesthetic, but I'd rather that than a 35-yard power driver any day of the week.
Oh, definitely. And I noticed down here you was having some discussions with the Forest Green fans every now and again. Okay, I seen you turning round and...
No, they were just giving some this thing, weren't they? But I was just saying, I was being noisy and they were all staying put together. So I was just commenting on that. But no, we had fun. They, you know, it's football, isn't it? It's passionate, and they want their team to win. I want my team to win. And it was all in good spirit. So no, we respect Forest Green, and they've done very well as a club to get promoted into the Football League, and I'm sure they'll find their feet in this division.
Well, that was in good spirit, but there was something happening at the final whistle. There was a big melee in the middle. What happened exactly? Because we couldn't see exactly what had kicked you off and who was involved as well.
Their goalkeeper spat at Sean Raggett, so that's what it all started from. So, you know, we're categoric on that. So I'm not hiding from it. That's what he did, and ours reacted as a consequence of that. We always want them to keep their discipline, but sometimes when you're provoked like that, then naturally, sort of, you know, you can lose your cool, and I think Sean did, and I think a few of ours that saw it did as well, and that created what it created. But it was instigated from their goalkeeper, who plays for Chelsea. On loan from Chelsea, spat at Sean Raggett, so yeah, really disappointing.
And I suppose that you can't have any retrospective action, because the referee, I think, had already got towards the tunnel.
Well, hopefully it can be, because we'd like them to be able to see a video of it. I don't know if they'll be able to see that, but I don't think any of the officials saw it live, which you can't blame them for. But we will be looking back, because, you know, you don't want that in football, do you? It's one of the worst things you can do to another human being. For me, it's so cowardly. But listen, that's for them to deal with.
And after that, they managed to get over to the drowned rats, the fellow drowned rats, so the Lincoln City supporters, were, 330 here, just
well,
around.
We've gone Stevenage away to Forest Green away in the space of 4 days. It's tipping it down. It's probably taking them 4.5 hours to get here. They're going to probably have 4.5 hours home, and freezing cold, soaking wet, and God, they were magnificent. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And we wanted to try to represent them tonight because we knew it wouldn't be nice standing in that open terrace. But I'm just pleased that they might not have seen a free-flowing spectacle or Lincoln City at their best, but they saw a hell of a lot of fight, and I'm sure they'll be cold on the outside but warm on the inside.
And some red and white umbrellas will be sold in the club shop this week, I'm sure.
I think so. I think we need some umbrellas quick for the supporters and a change of kit for our players, because we were pretty cold coming out of the second half.
Definitely. So two away wins in the space of 4 days. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, you know, you want to win, because tonight was more than 3 points, it's more than a football match, because it's such a challenge. When you play in conditions like this, it's such a challenge of your human quality, and I want our players, I know what they're capable of, and I want them to come up with the right answers. And when you're really challenged like we were today, it's really pleasing when they do come up with those answers, and you know, says it all. Look at the subs, it's pouring down the rain, and Nicky's out there working them, and they're getting on with it, and they're doing it, and they're working as hard as they can. And we're a small squad, but we've got a lot of fighting quality amongst us.
And reunited with your old friend Mr. Evans on Saturday.
Yes, yes, I look forward to that.
Cheers, Danny. Well done tonight as well.